Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We have gone from the news cycle being all coronavirus all the time. Then the protests and other events come along, and it's like COVID-19 has just fallen off the face of the earth. Are you concerned as a doctor that we are neglecting what we should be paying attention to right now when it comes to this pandemic?
Yes. Well, I think the protests are centered around feeling like there's a senseless loss of life and an unnecessary loss of life for somebody who's Black. And I see that coronavirus does that too. It's not a fair virus. It actually kills 2.4 times more people for the number of Black people than it does white people. So it's definitely a biased virus. It does the same thing for Latinos. It kills more people per number, per population base of Latinos than it does white people. So the very fight that they're fighting to have, you know, equality of an ability to live is something that makes coronavirus even more relevant because of what coronavirus does.
As we see these daily protests, it's obvious that there are a lot of those protesters who are not wearing the protective masks and so on. How much does that concern you?
Well, that really concerns me because we know that being in close contact with another person and not wearing a mask allows the disease to spread more easily. I also know that Black and Hispanic population have a higher prevalence of the underlying diseases that make them more likely to die from coronavirus. So there's more diabetes and more asthma in the African-American population than there is in the white population. And that simply makes them more likely, if they do get the disease, to really suffer from it or die.
Even before the protests started, there was already concern about the potential for a second wave. When it comes to the general population, do you think these events and a lot of people not wearing the masks and so on, does that make it even more likely we could be threatened by a second wave of COVID-19?
Well, I think so, because I think it allows for the virus to stay in our population a little bit longer. I'm glad that this is the summertime, so it's hot outside and the heat seems to impact this virus. But I do worry that people in close contact without masks, without washing hands, really does spread the virus. We know that from each country that has been studied, and we know that from the social distancing practice that was done in the United States really did slow down this virus. So we've seen it ourselves.
And no matter who you are, I think it's important to hear it from a medical professional such as yourself. I am guessing you're saying this is no time to be letting down our guard when it comes to this virus.
I think you're right. I think that we're all kind of holding our breath until we get vaccination for this virus so that we can protect ourselves a little bit better. And another thing is that even vaccinations, historically, when I look at the CDC data on who gets vaccinated, for other diseases, it turns out that there's even a racial disparity in vaccinations. So there's a lower percentage of the Black population that gets vaccinated for tetanus, shingles, HPV, and pneumonia compared to the white population. So once we get a vaccine, we're going to have to focus on making sure that we reach the populations that are at most risk once we start to disperse the vaccine. I think we were talking about vaccines earlier, kind of offline, and you brought up a great point that anytime there's unrest in the world, diseases spread. And so I think you're right on point to be worried about that.
We had also discussed recently these recent surveys that have come out, and it kind of goes back to the topic of childhood vaccinations, where a lot of parents are not very trusting of that. They may decide to not have their children get the standard vaccinations. Is that something that could really play a role once there is a vaccine ready, people just not trusting it enough to want to take it?
Well, that definitely could impact how frequently people get vaccinated. We see that, I mean, you're right on point with that. I think we see that in areas of Africa where there are skirmishes along borders, that slows down vaccination efforts to get rid of polio. So the World Health Organization, the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Rotary Club, and a host of other organizations have been trying to eliminate polio for a long time. And their biggest challenge to eliminating that disease is that whenever there's unrest or there's fighting, it makes delivering vaccinations harder because people aren't as trusting of vaccinations and they just aren't as focused on it in the setting of fighting.
We have heard in the last week or so that South America is the new global epicenter for COVID-19. This morning I'm seeing India is seeing record cases, Pakistan seeing record cases. Why is this? Is there a good reason for it you can put your finger on?
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's just kind of gone through the entire world as far as, you know, it spread first from, you know, Asia and then to Europe, now to North America, and that's kind of what's left to spread to. So it's just continuing to spread and run its course.
And finally, we had talked about the story with George Washington and how just like the United States is dealing with a pandemic and social unrest and civil issues, tell that story about the American Revolution that you found.
Oh, yes. So George Washington, when he was 19 years old, took his brother who had tuberculosis to Barbados to be out in the sunshine and open air to help fight tuberculosis. And while they were there, they were invited to a really wealthy family's home to have dinner. And the family had recently had smallpox, so he was a little bit reluctant to go to dinner there. But the temptation of being around this wealthy family and just kind of took over them. And so they went ahead and went to dinner at that family's home, and George Washington got smallpox and was pretty sick from it. So then fast forward in time to when he was leading our country in the Revolutionary War, smallpox was starting to break out in America, and he was concerned that his troops would get smallpox, become very sick, a lot of them would die, and then not be able to fight for our freedom. So vaccinations were more of a tricky business then than they are now, in that a lot of people got infections because they didn't have as great of infection prevention at the time when they were giving the vaccines. But he decided to vaccinate the entire military, and it was the first time in history that an entire military had been vaccinated. So they all got vaccinated for smallpox because George Washington had had it before. And then our troops were healthier as smallpox spread, and were able to fight for our freedom. And a lot of historians credit this vaccination effort as something that tipped our hand in winning the Revolutionary War. So it's the very thing that may have caused our freedom.
And the reason we are here today.
Exactly. So it was a really timely question that you're asking. Amidst outbreaks, should we prevent disease spread? You know, and the answer is, if you believe in 4th of July, then yes.
What a great story and what a great comparison.
Well, thank you for asking about it. I think it's, I think that our health is so important to us as Americans. You know, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so we all want to protect the lives and livelihoods of the entire country. And this is an important focus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.